Unit 26B. Activity 4.
Welcome to Techs and Tracks, our weekly radio show on technical revolutions and their lasting impact on our lives. So, have you ever wondered how music and movies can be stored on a shiny piece of plastic no bigger than your hand? Today, we welcome Mr. Jackson, a technician from the Consumer Association, to ask him a few questions about CDs. Mr. Jackson, how long have CDs been on the market?
They were introduced in the early 80s.
How do they work?
Compact discs and CD players use digital technology to produce sound. The recording equipment transforms the electrical analog signals, which represent sound waves, into numbers.
Numbers?
Yes, binary numbers. This is accomplished by a process known as sampling. The result is binary numbers, or bits, that computers can read. The digital data is then transferred to the compact disc.
And how can the player transform this information into music?
In a CD player, a laser beam follows the track.
Yes, but what about the music?
Take a look at a CD. The first thing you notice is that it is shiny on one side and dull on the other. The dull side usually has a label on it telling you what's on the CD. The shiny side is the important part. It's shiny so that a laser signal is reflected onto an optical sensor, which reads the flashes of light.
Okay, and what does the sensor do with it?
The sensor feeds the data to a circuit that converts the digital data into analog signals. These are then amplified and fed to the speakers so that you can hear the music.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson, and that was just the right key word. We'll play some music now, and thank you for listening. Tune in next week for a new edition of Techs and Tracks.